Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kalen Lend Me Your Ear Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Hey, everybody out there, this is Kalen Patterson, and this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation and opportunity in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. Now, let's talk. Hey, everybody. How's everybody going? Doing, feeling? We're still up here in Minnesota. Got the live show going. Just having a great time. Place is packed again. Pros have done their thing. The amateurs are doing their thing right now. We're having all kinds of fun going on. Now, during competition, there's all kinds of things that happen. A lot of things that are going on. You know, people coming in, first-time competitors, people coming in many times competing. Some people are finally going to get that first place. Some people expecting first place again. You never know. And you never know who's going to show up. We had some top names yesterday. We have some top names today. It's always a joy to see people win that show that they love and they really planned on doing. But it's also a good thing when you see people stepping on stage and competing and having a ball, just doing everything just right. The more you do it, the more fun you have, the more joy you have out of it. There's couples that are competing, there's people that are doing their own thing, and there's people that are just basically learning what real competition is. And that happens basically all in the same day, all at the same time, all at the same moment. No matter what you do, you got to be ready. You got to be prepared. And you got to give your all. Because if you don't, then what do you, you know, the real competition is supposed to be you, but it's not him. And once again, I must say that I don't want to disrespect the venue or the federation. We're at the Mr. and Miss Natural Minnesota IFBA Pro North America. And this is one of the biggest shows that the beginning this year. And you have Natural Southern States Classic was big. This one's big. And they're really got, I mean, you can hear people yelling in the background. It's kind of crazy, but it's not crazy enough when people lose their minds other than family members just so ecstatic and happy for their family that's on stage or friends. I'm always late. I mean, people get, they laugh at me because I'm always running around, sweating from running. And I just enjoy these shows because I know that everything, no matter what, it's just positive people here. And they're having a time of their life. And when you're around people like that, that just kind of envelops you as well. So even if you're having a bad day, you still have a chance to get brought up and feeling good about things because it's just a great time. And P4P is in the house today. We got the stands going. We got the banners. We got the T-shirts. We got everything going. And everybody here is all set to have a great time. We got the toss going, the ring toss. We got the craziness out here for just people in here. And it's just a great time going on right now. Everybody is enjoying. And it's just fun. I mean, if you haven't been to a live show, if you haven't been to a live event, I would tell you, go to a show with an open mind and see what you come away with. Because I'm telling you, it's just a great thing. Every time we get here and do things like we're doing right now, somebody's going to walk away knowing that they have a chance to be better, a chance to do more, a chance to actually be a part of something that's bigger than what they knew and know. And if you can do something like that, man, that's something special. And you can't change that. Nobody can take it from you, and that'll be with you for the rest of your life. Every time you step on stage, you'll be better. Every time you step out in life, you'll do more because you're learning from basically the best. Because if somebody's a pro at anything and you can reach them, you're going to learn what it takes to be a pro. You're going to learn what being a pro is all about. And it's not that time on stage. It's what it took to get there. And the more you start doing those things, the more you start getting wrapped around those things, the more you start getting engaged in those people, the better off you start being. And every day, you get better at it because they'll show you how they've been good at it for so long. More and more and more. Everything you do. Everything you do just kind of just makes it improve. And if we can find a way to do that in life, on stage, you can find a way to do that in your job, with your family, with your friends, any and everybody will have to do this because you're showing them the best way to be better. So now, I don't want to forget about the podcast. The podcast, we have a giveaway, a month-long supply of Alter Ego. If you want the code word, this is the code word for the day. 10,000 lakes in honor of where we are. Because honestly, this show is big. But 10,000 lakes, you think about the scenery, the landscape. It's a lot of scenic places I've seen on the way here. And the water is, I mean, I think about Charlie Murphy and Dave Chappelle, but that's a whole different story. I just hope everybody can understand that you do get to see a lot. You get to meet a lot of good people. But the places you get to go, places you get to stop and look around and just engage life and see that there's more than where you are at the moment you are. That's always a great feeling. So, if anybody is out there right now and wanting to call in and wondering, you know, who did what at the show, this is the guest call-in number, 657-383-1476. I'll bring you on, and you can talk to me, and you can, you know, give your input about the show, what you think could be helped, some of the competitors that you might have competing at this show, or anyone or any point that we've discussed in the past podcast that might help out somebody else that's getting ready for a show, or actually, you know, getting over a show that they did and feel they might not have placed as well. So if you're out there, now's your time because this is live. This isn't the podcast yet. This is the show that's actually happening right here and now. We're up in Minnesota and we're having a great time, and I just, you can't help but smile at these shows. Hey, how you going? The people are walking by, and, you know, they're just as awestruck at the competitors as we are, and they appreciate it just as much as we do. So,
hey, what's happening, brother?
We're having people stop in right now. It's all kinds of crazy. What's up, buddy? How's it going? Sorry about that, people. We got people coming in here, and they're having fun. So it's a live show, so everything's okay. Oh. Yeah. So today at the show, I think Stephanie Casella won last night in figure, and she did good. And Kimberly gave her a run for her money. And shows like that happen, you know, when they have big venues like this,
And I think the prize money, oh yeah, $17,500 total prize money. So that's split up amongst the different groups. But that's still a you know, something that's going to bring the pros to a show this size. Other than, you know, the competition is here, because this was not an easy lineup. This is a lot bigger than I was expecting. I think there was over 300, maybe more. I'm not really sure. Oh, we got somebody online. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Okay. Give the people your name and then let them know what's going on.
Okay, hold on a second. I couldn't hear you. Can you repeat that again?
Yeah, I said give the people your name and let them know who you are.
Okay, guys. My name is Carlos, and I'm here at Mr. and Mrs. Minnesota helping out P4P and looking at all these amazing athletes right now.
I'm really surprised at the people that are out in the lobby. If you're inside, let me know what it's looking like in there, because, you know, these are the people that are basically waiting to get on stage, or just basically friends and family, and they're looking good.
Yeah, I can see a lot of people right now, and to be honest, it's an amazing feeling knowing how many people support their family and friends. It's a big circle, it's a big family, and as what I can see right now is a lot of good athletes looking good, looking, some of them looking tired, some of them looking happy. Some of them, you know, they have thoughts in their mind, but in my perspective, they all looking good. They have worked so hard for today, and I hope that you can realize it's about having fun and being the best that you can do.
Yeah, and one thing that I like, you know, people might have an idea about themselves going into a show, but it sure changes when they get off stage, when they have the right kind of support.
Yeah, everything changes, and when you're on stage, you know, it's a long process. I personally can relate to this. You know, it's a lot of times that we want to give up, we want to, you know, throw the towel and be like, you know, let's not do this anymore. But once you're on a stage and you realize that you want your own trophy because you did it, that's the best reward, you know. And having people next to you and support you and tell you you did it, you can do it, that's a different kind of level. I personally believe once you're on a stage, it changes your mind like 100%, like totally 100%.
I couldn't have said it better, man. I like how you said that, because that is so true. When you have just, I mean, I just got goosebumps off that. You couldn't have said it any better. I love that, because that is, I mean, that's what it's about, you know. You everything changes, and not just your physique, you know?
No, exactly. It's not just about the physique. I mean, for the judges and everybody else, it's about the physique. But personally, you have to do this personally, too, because training for a show, being on a stage, it changes your mind. It changes the way you see things. You get more discipline in yourself for your life, purpose, for many other things. And it helps you in many different ways. So, yes, you know, basically, you look the best you ever look, and you can improve, obviously, you know. Sometimes doing just one show will help you to understand the real meaning of bodybuilding. Doing two or three shows, you know, it will help you more and more. Every single time you do a show, it's not just to do a show. It's to prove that you yourself and known that every time you can do better. It's about beating yourself, beating the last person you were before.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. And more people, I hope they're listening where they can understand. And, you know, that's spot on, because it is about self-improvement. It is about, you know, self and how you look at you, how you view you, and basically understanding that other people might not agree with what you see, but maybe one day you'll meet in the middle. And you'll have that physique, and you'll have that mentality that makes everybody better.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, we are different. We all have different problems in life, different perspectives of to do a show, the way they do it. But at the end, I think we all want the same thing: be the best that we can, and have the mentality and the strong mind to step on a stage and say, I'm here, I did it, I can do better next year, I can do better next week, or I can do better eventually, or, you know, it's all about progress and make yourself better each time.
Oh my goodness, yes. It is wonderful, love what you're saying. I mean, that's so true, because, you know, it's a journey, it's a process, and, you know, it's so funny, because when you reach your destination, which is the stage, you realize that the journey is about to change again.
Yeah, it's so funny, you know, like, you know, some people, they have asked me a couple of times. So basically, you train for 6 months or for this amount of time for, what, 2 or 3 minutes on the stage? I'm like, you know, to be honest, it sounds like that, but it's not. You know, you train to learn how your body reacts to different things, to see how capable of your body and your mind is, because this is a mental game. You know, the easy thing is going to the gym, lift weights and everything, but the hard part, personally, I'm saying this for me, not for, you know, some people are way stronger mind than me, but for me, it's a game, it's a mental game to say, okay, I have to do this for me, not for anybody else. But the easy part, you know, is the gym. The hard part is the nutrition. But, you know, it's ups and downs, but it all will make sense at the end.
Yeah, and everything goes the way you go, and if you go in the right way, your body will improve. You know, it's so wonderful when you see the people that not just like-minded, but just they're on the right path and a healthy path, and you see the ones that basically said, I'm going to find a way to get better. And this place is full of people with that same mindset.
Yes, it is. You know, it's amazing feeling and motivation, too, to come to these shows and see all these natural athletes, you know, doing the same thing you do. They have the same mindset, you know, to be on the stage, to be better. And it's just an amazing feeling and an amazing, you know, time to see all these people, you know, making new friends, making new people, having the support of their families, and knowing that they did it. They did it.
Yes. And they're not just, they're doing it on a regular basis, you know, because a lot of these, you know, I think more and more people are doing more than one show a year, because it used to be, you know, they have their fun, and then they just step off stage and that's it. But now it's like they do the show, they do another show, and they do 3 or 4 in a year, and people actually get to know. I mean, we got people that actually know the natural competitors, and they're becoming fans of them.
Yes, I actually I have to agree with you. I know for a fact 3 years ago when I did my first show, it was here in this same place. You know, bodybuilding and natural bodybuilding, it wasn't like a big thing in my area, you know. And today I'm here to see 5 of my good friends that are competing in bikini. And I see more people, you know, asking themselves, okay, so can I do it? Anybody can do it. You just have to be focused in mind. And I just realized in the last 2.5 years, more people is getting interested to have a natural body, to have better life, no matter if they want to do a show or not. But most of them that I know, they are becoming to do shows, you know, once a year. Now they're doing more because they like the results. They see the results in their body, and they want to improve show by show.
Yes. And it's making a difference because, you know, like you said, when I first started, there was maybe 6-7 people I knew. You know, and this is talking about maybe 8 or 9 gyms. And now you got maybe 8 or 9 people from your one gym that actually want to, you know, try this kind of life.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. It's so amazing how this is growing, you know, and I just hope that we all have the same mentality to be the best that we can, you know. Not for social media is nice, having other people, you know, getting to know you, but sometimes doing a show, it has to be personal, you know. You have to do it for you, not for anybody else. You know, the reward for other people will come along the way, But I think for personally, it's all about you. It's about be better than you were and proving to your body and to yourself that you can do it. Okay? Each day, you can do better than the day before.
Yes. And you know, it's like I said, it's that journey. I like to call it the never-ending journey because it's like no matter where you get, you realize you can go just that little bit further.
Exactly. Yep, I have to agree with you on that one, too.
So now, you got bikini. You're here for some bikini competitors. Who are they, and who you want to give a shout out to, so people know who to look for today?
Well, I'm gonna start with my friend Kendall. It's her first show here. It's her first show doing bikini. Second, I want to give shout out to Jacqueline. She competed last week at in South Carolina, I think. I'm not very sure. She didn't play, but she did a really, really good job. And my friend Tina and my other friend Wendy and Rihanna, those five girls, they rock. They are amazing. I have seen how much effort they put into it, how many, you know, morning workouts, doing cardio, eating healthy. I know how that goes, so I am so proud and happy to be their friend, and I'm so happy to be here and support them and to let them know that they did it. They did it, and I'm so happy for them. So big shout-out for these girls, and I hope to see them soon.
Now, one of the things that I like, especially being a competitor, you know, and knowing that the tough road, the hard journey sometimes, basically just what it takes to actually be out there and get out there and get on stage, I feel sometimes more happy for the person that I'm cheering for than I do for myself when I'm up on stage for myself.
Yeah, I feel you know, right there. I have the same issue last year. I have many people come to me in MTC, the Gophers Day last year, and they were like all so happy for me. And to be honest, I think you have the same feeling. I was more nervous than anybody else, you know. And just to know that the people, they're watching you, they're more happy, that should be an encouragement to step on a stage and do it.
Yeah, and it kind of reminds you that, you know, you're not alone in doing it. It's like when you do it and you have that shared moment, everything, like, runs so well because, you know, you got people that can back you up just like you've been backing them up.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. You know, you have to, they always there for you, so you have to be there in your own way, which is being in the stage and feel comfortable about it because you know they're there for you. And that's the best, one of the best feelings, you know, knowing that you have friends, family, everybody, you know, making sure that you're happy, that you're there, and that you did it.
Now, you've competed, yes?
Excuse me?
I said you've competed, yes?
No, I did last year, but I'll be competing in 2 weeks.
Okay, what show are you doing?
I'll be competing in 2 weeks from now at the Chicago and Chi-Town Showdown, Natural Bodybuilding. So
that's what I wanted to hear.
I am very excited to it. I'm very nervous, but you know, it's been a long way, but it's gonna be worth it. Being on the stage, knowing that I did it, like I said before, having all the people around you, having P4P next to you and your friends and family, is the best trophy ever. So I can't wait for those 2 weeks.
I'll be seeing you at that show. I'm actually in that show as well.
All right, sounds good. Then I guess I will see you in 2 weeks, my friend.
Yes, indeed. Now, here we go. This is something because, you know, the one thing that we don't like to do, well, I don't say don't like to do, we don't put the names out of these great shows that people are having, and Chi-Town is one of them. But for the regional show, it is great. It is one of the best shows in that region, and the promoter, Joe Perez, has done an awesome job. I mean, he's got his family involved in it. He's got his anybody that's close to him involved in it. And he makes sure that the competitor is well taken care of. And you'll get to see that firsthand when you get down there. I've competed in that show twice. I've covered it as Midwest Muscle at least 4 or 5 times. And I'm telling you, Jason Hurst, Nutrition Direct, they get out there and they really got behind that show, and that was rare for a supplement company to do anything with natural shows. And he really got involved in that. And then when everybody else started jumping in, it the show just grew and grew. And the trophies are just, like, off the chain.
Yeah, you know, honestly about that, that is kind of funny that you mentioned that. I didn't care about this show before. You know, I was supposed to do this show, Mr. and Mrs., and I was talking with my trainer, Leif Anderson, and he's like, you know, you should give it a try today, Chi-Town, you know. So I started doing the research, I signed in and everything, and I realized from the last, it's the third year, if I'm correct, started doing it. I hear a lot of good things about it, you know. And unfortunately, shows like that, not a lot of people know about these ones, you know. It's I think it's part of our job as athletes to let people know that it's more than just one show, you know, in the area. And I mean, you might have to travel 2-3 hours, but you might have a better show to do, better people performing with you, better people helping you. And I have noticed, you know, Joe he's been doing a really good job in their emails and Facebook and stuff. And I have seen the pictures, I have seen everything from last year, and I can't wait. This is gonna be my first time there. And I'll be with my teams and my trainers. So I cannot wait to see a different scenario, a different people. I am very, very excited to do this.
I can tell you, and I said this because I remember when I was at John and Becky show backstage, and I don't need to name names, that's not important. But the lady was complaining about how, you know, the show was going, and I was coming off a show where it wasn't so good. And I let her know, I said, when you have a promoter that's going to spoil you in the way that they're doing, like Joe Perez does, I said, you really got to learn to appreciate it instead of complaining, because, you know, I've been to those bad shows and bad venues, and it's no fun.
Yep. Yeah, I know the feeling. You know, when they have a bigger shows, I have noticed sometimes the coordination is not really good. People are not helping you good enough. Not technically good enough, but not doing a good setup for the show. And you know, something that I have noticed for the Chi-Town, you know, is it feels like everybody knows exactly what they're doing. Everybody's wanting to help everybody, so everybody's happy. All the athletes are happy, and they have a really good time. It's not just about competing; it's about to having fun. You gotta have fun with the sport too. You can't be all the time 100% all the time serious. But you have to have fun and know that there is people there to help you. And when you do a show, you feel more comfortable when you have people around you helping you, and especially if it's the ones doing the show. You know, the promoters, it's a different, better feeling when you have them, you know, come to you and be like, everything okay? Can I help you with anything? Or things like that. The small things at the end make bigger things.
You better believe it. And it makes a big difference for the competitor, because everybody feels like they were addressed. The family can be more involved. And, that's one thing I do want to say about the show is that, They are, Joe and Heather Perez are very family-oriented, so, you know, they want your family to be engaged in the show just as much as you.
Yeah, I can't wait. I wish it was already here, but, you know, I need these 2 weeks to get ready. I got 2 more weeks, so I can take this time to be ready. I kind of wish it was like today, but, you know, honestly, I need those 2 weeks to have a little bit more twist in my body and make the best that I can for it.
Oh, yeah, those last 2 weeks are big. I feel you on that. It's like I'm looking at myself. We had food yesterday, and I was like, man, this is the body I wanted on stage. But I'm like, those 2 weeks would still be nice to get.
I know. I personally have days that, you know, you get up and you look at yourself and you're like, ah, whatever. And then the next day, exactly the same next day, you get up and you're like, how did this happen? I won this money for Showtime, you know? Not the one for yesterday. But, oh, well, it's a part of the process, and I'm sure you know this better. You have to learn how to listen to your body and to see what makes it look better and what doesn't. So it's all about time.
Yeah, and it is a process. And, you know, I don't think there's a day living and doing anything that I haven't learned a better way to, you know, just to be better at it. I mean, like, it's my body, but it's improving. And it's like, I didn't even know it would ever look like this. I wanted to work hard. I wanted to improve. But I never knew the end result would look like this.
Yep. Yeah, it's a long process for some people, and for some people it's a short process, you know, depending on, you know, their body. You know, some people have faster metabolism. That's what I believe and that's what I think of. But at the end, it don't matter, you know, because it's part of the process. Everything takes time, and you have to, like I say before, and like you say, you know, you have to listen to your body and know what is good for it and what's not. And sometimes even the smallest little change on nutrition or workout, it makes a huge difference on your body.
Well, you know, and it's so weird. Well, I'm sure you experience the same thing where you're looking at it and you're like, okay, this is my body today, and then you wake up the next day and your body changed that little bit, and it's like, oh wow, you know, I can do even better.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a funny thing, you know. It's a mental game too, because you're punishing yourself, you know, trying to find out why or how that happened or how it was different for what do you do different? I'm like, and sometimes it's just a little extra workout that you did, or maybe, you know, something different that you put in your food. It takes just a little bit sometimes to make a big difference in your body, which is a good thing. But you also, I'm sure you know this, you have to put attention on that. So make sure that on a show day, you did the right thing and you put in the right thing to be the best you ever been.
You know, and the thing about that is, you know, you have so many people at the live show that are willing to help you backstage, and you know, you almost have to remind yourself that they're your competition.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's a mix of emotions. You know, when you're backstage, sometimes you forget that they're your competition. You know, it's some people I have met some people, they're like extremely 100% focused. They don't talk to anybody else. They're just doing their own thing, which I respect that. It's totally cool, you know. But I have the pleasure to meet a bunch of different athletes, females and males, you know. They're making friends. They're helping each other, you know. And over the past two years, you know, I've seen a lot of differences on backstage scenario. To be like, okay, this is my show, this is my stage, I'm going to do this, don't talk to me, you know, that's cool, okay, if you want to do that. But I have noticed a big difference in the last 2 years, that more people is helping more, you know, they're becoming more friends, they help each other, caring for each other, which, if you ask me, that's a good way to put the sport, you know. It's all helping each other and help reach their potential. No matter, I mean, competition, yeah, we are going to compete. We are going to be next to each other and compete. But at the end, we can be, you know, humans and be friends, care about each other and help a little bit. If somebody needs, you know, whatever the situation is backstage, which, you know what I can mean by that, you know, we can help each other. You know, I don't think there's nothing wrong by giving 2 or 3 seconds of your time and be like, look, let me help you with this. You can do this, you can do that. You know, sometimes if you feel more that you know that the people you're competing against, they're helping you. So, I mean, for those people right there, I'm proud. You know, you guys are doing the best of this sport.
Yeah. And they represent it well when they can do those things, because, you know, everybody grows when you have that habit. You know, when people get involved and things get better, things just improve all around, because, you know, you say, that was a fun time. I mean, you know, when you can leave a show with a smile on your face and you didn't necessarily get first place, you know you got a life-changing moment right now.
Yeah, and especially, you know, like you say, it's a life moment changing, and that, doing that show, that you see everybody helping everybody, that you see everybody caring for everybody else, you know, it might change your life for you know, for a long time or forever, perhaps, you know. You might decide to get more into the fitness and more into the shows, and, you know, but sometimes, you know, that if you didn't have the right expectations and the right people next to you backstage, instead of having fun, like you say, it's going to turn you around to a different mindset. You know, I didn't like it. It wasn't fun. Yeah, I didn't place, or I did place, but, you know, it was okay. You know, and when somebody's helping and when you're having fun with it, what's your attitude when you come out of the show? Oh my God, I love it. Everybody was helping everybody. I want to do it again. I want to look better next time. I hope I can meet these people again. I hope, you know, everything changes. Everything changes.
Yeah, and one of the good things is, you know, is that not only do you want to change, you met the people that made the change that you want to create.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I have to agree with you on that 100%.
So, you know, you're going to be going to the Chi-Town. I'm going to be at the Chi-Town. After seeing a show like this and seeing the competition the way it looks, how does that, you know, motivate you to want to do a little bit more in these last 2 weeks?
You know, honestly, it's definitely a huge, great motivation. You know, I, seeing those people, seeing these people around me, and you know, seeing these bodies, these athletes, it makes me realize many things, you know, that we can do better, you know, day by day, we can push a little bit harder to look better, to feel better, and to do it the right way. I'm very excited. I'm feeling more motivated now, you know, because I think, you know, you personally know this, and those people who are hearing this, they know the feeling. 2 weeks, 3 weeks before the competition or before showtime, you feel down. You feel like you need more motivation, that you need more, you know. And I believe that being around these athletes and seeing all their amazing body, you know, it makes me realize that I am in the right path, that I can do it, that I will do it, and that I will push myself to the limit to be the best that I ever been in 2 weeks from now.
And I believe, I really do, because, you know, these environments are needed. You know, like, we get down just like everybody else. We work hard just like everybody else, and we have good days and bad days just like everybody else. And, you know, when you have people that can share in that moment and, you know, not kill you for it, you get better.
Yep. Yeah, it's a life change, like you say. You know, it's all part of the process. I will guess so.
Now, who do you want to give a shout out to that's been supporting you and getting you ready for this upcoming show in 2 weeks?
Well, it's a lot of people that I want to do that, but to be more simple, I want to thank my family, Team Classic Physiques and Duluth, for helping me to reach my goals, to my trainer, Leif Anderson. He's an amazing person, amazing coach, but as a human, he's amazing, amazing personality, and I couldn't be more happy to be trained by him, and for my team, my family, Classic Physique, and for P4P for supporting me to be there when I need it. And that's the only people in my family that are a little far away from me. Thank you for your support, for helping me through these years. So thank you so much.
And I couldn't have said it better. And I actually know Leif quite well, and I really respect him as a human being, you know, as a person, and his beliefs, and his just his way of just interacting with the community you know, not just fitness people, but just, you know, people in general, how hard he's willing to work. You know, just the fact that he's got this great show coming up in September, and it's still so much that he wants to do. It's like he can't put enough in there, and he's willing to do that much more, and it's like insane, and he's still driven to do it.
I have to agree with you. You know, I haven't had a chance to sit with him and like talk like for a long time, but the few times that we talk and when we communicate online, you know, via email, things like that, and seeing just the amount of work he's doing as a person to get this show and to the people around him, you know, it's a good feeling. You know, you feel that you have the right people in your life, you know. Seeing everything that he's done so far for this show coming up in September, you know, it's gonna be big. I have the feeling that it's gonna be one of the biggest ones in this year, to be honest. And it's a good feeling knowing that he will be doing a great job, because he can. He's just the type of human being that he wants to help everybody. You know, he's an amazing person. I have nothing, no more words to describe how amazing this guy is, and I'm so thankful to have him as a trainer and to be, you know, part of his team. But, you know, as a person doing this show, you know, I am so happy to that I can't describe how I feel, to be honest.
And I gotta bring up something, because Brian McCabe, Elise Anderson, and Team Five Star have all been saying the same thing. You know, we want that team trophy. So even though we're still P4P, I'm gonna be on the other side when it comes to the team trophy, because I want Team Five Star to take it.
You know, unfortunately for me, I won't be able to be there. I have two personal things to take care of in California. But
you're doing the Chi-Town, right?
I'm doing the Chi-Town, but
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one in September in Duluth.
No.
Okay, my bad. Well,
that's okay.
Yeah, you got a little confusing here for a second. Yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I think we lost. Well, one thing for sure, you know, Leaf do that. I don't know if it was Brian McCabe of Team Body Sculpt or if it was Leaf that brought it out, but it sparked a little motivation in all of us to kick up butts in gear and push a little harder. But I really want that team trophy. I thought we had a good shot at it last year, and Leaf took it. So, you know, we got to bring it a little bit better. So we're going to go ahead and do it. That's it for the show today. We have the night show, and we have the podcast going again. And we'll have another chance for the month-long giveaway of Alter Ego, P4P. But stay tuned, because we have a really, really big show coming up that's just going to blow. I don't think anybody's done it. I don't think anybody's wanted to do it. But we have something in the making. Not for the next Thursday coming up, is going to be huge for P4P Muscle. But it's going to be even bigger when you find out the names of the people that are just going to sit down, and we're going to have a great conversation. We're going to have a great chat. And you'll see what P4P Real Talk is all about. Because when we open the door for that one, that's going to be huge. It is going to be huge. More and more and more. The natural nation is growing. There's all kinds of great things happening. And more and more and more people are getting more interested, but they're also getting more involved at just every level and aspect of natural bodybuilding. One of the things that's really growing is the interaction among competitors, promoters, everything, because the more knowledge we have in the sport, the better the sport becomes, because nobody's playing around when it's time to, you know, get down to business. And I think that was, that's one of the things that's been not missed, but kind of not really addressed in the way it should be, because we ask promoters to come a certain way, we ask sponsors to come a certain way, but when we put the onus on ourselves, we kind of miss out, because it's like we're not addressing our needs and what we need to do to grow this sport. What are you willing to do to get better? And if you're not willing to do better, then you're basically staying average, and average is basically selling yourself short. And there's no point in doing that. So, Lee, Brian, I'm coming for you guys. And so, Lee, you know, Team Body Scope, we're coming for you. Leif Anderson, we're coming for you. Team Five Star is bringing it just like we did last year, except we're all going to be together. So if everybody is having a great time, have a better one. And it's Kalen Patterson for P4P Real Talk. Remember, the number one sports supplement in the business right now, because we got you in mind. If you want to learn more, stay tuned for next Thursday, because I'm telling you, it's going to be some real talk for sure. We are out.
We go.